We're going to talk about the climate strike again. It is this Friday. We got our introduction yesterday with Pastor Kurt, and young Lillian gave us a great explanation about what the climate strike is all about. We're going to elaborate on that today and try to get a sense of the global action that Lewisburg's climate strike is part of. So we have some folks here today to talk about that. Sandy Field is with us. She is chair of the Climate Reality Project, and she is one of the advocates locally when it comes to climate. She's very actively involved in a number of endeavors. So thank you, Sandy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. And Sarah Wokley is with us. She's a recent Bucknell University graduate. Her face and name have been popping up in Lewisburg when it comes to advocacy and climate. She's active in the Green New Deal Lewisburg Project and the Climate Reality Project. So these are things that she's trying to fight for a better community and a better planet. And Sarah, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
No, I do appreciate you coming in. All right, climate strike this Friday. Please tell us again what that's all about, Sandy, if folks haven't caught on yet. Go ahead.
Sure. So we're going to be having a climate strike, a climate march on Friday starting at 11:30 at Bucknell in front of the library and the quad. And we'll be marching down to Hufnagel Park. This is in support of the Global Climate Strike, which is a youth movement around the world and around the country where all kinds of people are striking on the same day to raise awareness of the climate crisis.
In what way is it a strike? We're not going to picket in front of buildings, per se.
So people are taking time off work, and mostly it's about youth. So kids are cutting school and saying, you know, if adults aren't going to plan for our future, then we're not either, and we're going to cut school and get out in the streets and make our voices heard and, you know, raise awareness of this climate crisis that's going to affect their futures.
So is young Lillian going to get an unexcused absence for this on Friday?
I think she's getting an excused absence.
Oh, okay.
A lot
good.
Of parents are in support.
Well, she seems eager to be a scofflaw if that's what it takes anyway, so good for her. All right. So, Sarah, what's your involvement in this and sort of help us continue to paint the picture about what's happening Friday?
Okay. So, like you mentioned, I am part of the Green New Deal Lewisburg, which is a chapter of the Sunrise Movement. And the Sunrise Movement is a youth-led organization, and their mission is to build an army of young people to stop climate change and ensure millions of jobs in the process. So my involvement has been, like, along with Sandy and a few other people, we have just been planning the strike since about the end of July. And also we're hoping with the strike that we will get more people into our hub, whether that's Bucknell students, high school students at Lewisburg, surrounding high schools, and also community members, and just raising awareness of the climate crisis and the fact that we need people power, political power, because we need action.
All right, so you want folks to get involved. So if they want to go up to the Bucknell campus on Friday and participate in this, maybe park at Hufnagel Park and then walk to the campus at 10:30,
mm-hmm.
and then the march will walk back. So this is a moving event. Starts
yes.
out at 11:30 a.m. on the Bucknell campus in front of the Bertrand Library, and then moves to Hufnagel Park. About when will you be in the park in the downtown, Sandy?
So we'll start marching from Bucknell at about 11:55. So we figure, depending on the size of the crowd, we'll be downtown by 12:15. And we have a slate of youth speakers, as well as the mayor of Lewisburg, who's going to make a proclamation about Lewisburg's commitment to climate action.
Well, let's talk about that. What does commitment to climate action mean? I don't need to tell you that if we were on our talk show today, we'd get a half a dozen people that would call in locally and say it's a hoax. So what does climate action entail? What do you say to those folks who continue to say that, you know, nothing's happening? And then what are some common sense actions we can take?
So there's a couple of things there. So We know that 75% of people believe that the climate crisis is happening, and only 14% of people are doing something about it. So we're trying to get those people in the middle. So if you don't believe in the climate crisis right now, well, we're letting Mother Nature take care of that argument, and she's really very compelling at this time. So, but we're working with people who believe that something's happening, but they're not sure what to do, and so. What we recommend is moving toward being as sustainable as you can, moving toward renewable energy, but starting with things like energy efficiency in your home. Changing your light bulbs really does make a difference. Doing insulation projects, reducing your energy needs, and then moving to something like solar on your roof or switching your electricity through your electricity provider to a renewable source. So there's a lot of things you can do in your home, get an electric car. There's things you can do in your business to be more efficient. And then we're hoping also communities will act in general.
Now, electricity production can have a carbon footprint, so use an electric vehicle is one idea, and then use an electric provider that's charging that car. That would be a greener choice, or a carbon-free choice would be feasible.
Right. So you can switch with PPL right now. You can switch your where your energy comes from to wind or solar choices. You can make that choice right now. So that's one way to very quickly move to a renewable energy source for your electricity.
You want me to pay more for my electricity?
Well, right now that's the case, but those prices are coming down quickly. And renewable energy is actually on par with fossil fuels right now. If you take out the subsidies that the fossil fuel companies get, renewable energy is very competitive right now with fossil fuels.
Well, and I always argue on our show that we want people to pay the real price of their electricity. Sure, you know, you can pay a lower electric rate now, but future generations will bear the rest of the cost of that. Tell me about the Green New Deal in Lewisburg and the Climate Reality Project. We'll ask you, and then we'll get Sarah involved in that answer, since she's involved in a Climate Reality Project, first of all.
Yeah, so Climate Reality Project is a global organization. We work to raise awareness of a climate crisis and encourage people to take action. So our local chapter, we have a few people who trained in Pittsburgh in 2017 to give our presentation, which tells people about what's going on with the climate crisis and then talks about the solutions, as I mentioned, wind and solar energy. And then we also talk about what we just said about what you can do at your own in your house or in your business, and also about the political situation. We're a nonpartisan organization, but there are bills in the Pennsylvania legislature and the federal level which would promote renewable energy use, and so we are in favor of those too. So we want to make people aware of those.
All right, Sarah, we're talking about the Climate Reality Project. Your involvement, and what's that all about?
Well, I am more involved with Green New Deal Lewisburg. Sandy is more of the Climate Reality Project person.
Okay. Well, tell me about the Green New Deal Lewisburg.
So Green New Deal Lewisburg, like I mentioned before, it is a hub of the Sunrise Movement. And what the Sunrise Movement hopes to do is push forward the Green New Deal. And that's at all getting support for the Green New Deal at all levels of government. And what that means is 100% clean and renewable energy by 2030, jobs for everyone who needs one, overhauling our transportation systems, our infrastructure, our agricultural systems. And it's just this, it's a very simple idea, and it's not too much to ask that we deserve clean air, clean water, and healthy food, and a livable future.
And what are some, and I put the same question to Sandy, I'll say to you, what are some practical things we can do? I'll ask you as a young person, you're both fairly young, so what have you done? Explain what you've done in your life that helps these endeavors that you're advocating for.
Well, I think that being a mindful consumer is something that is really important to do. And there are tons of individual actions that we can do in how we choose to buy and things we choose to support. But I also acknowledge that that's not a place that everybody is in a position to do. And I think with Sunrise Movement and Green New Deal Lewisburg, we are really at this point more concerned with the fact that there are a greedy few who are making decisions that are harming our future. So I think what youth have been doing are, you know, creating people power. We're trying to create a people's alignment. So to me, getting involved locally is huge. So at this point, the climate crisis is here. It's not about if it's here or not. It's not arguable. It's urgent. We do have solutions, so we just need action. History shows us that strikes have tremendous effects on change. So if I could give any advice to anybody, especially young people who want to get involved in this, it's to find a local chapter, start a local chapter, and get involved and get people together, because it's time that we call for action.
The climate strike is this Friday, starts at 11:30 a.m. on the Bucknell campus. Everybody is invited. There's a handful of individuals that will be starting on at about the same time at the Lewisburg Post Office in the downtown, and then they will travel. They'll be in Hoofnagle Park shortly after noon as well. Does that sound like that captures that second movement kind of accurately?
Yes. And the main movement will be from Bucknell down to Hoofnagle.
Right, that's the big
part of it. People don't feel comfortable going to Bucknell or time or parking, certainly please meet us at the park. You could also meet a group of people at the post office if you want and walk down together. And there's also going to be a slow roll, which is just a bunch of people meeting at Mondragon Bookstore in town, and they're going to ride their bikes down to the park. So that's an option too if you would like to join in on that.
Half an hour to go three blocks, that would have to be very slow, but
yes,
you can do it.
Exactly.
So it can be done.
Do it for the environment.
Absolutely. Climate strike this Friday. We have more information posted at WKOK.com on the WKOK Sunrise preview page. Please look up Climate Reality Project, 350.org, Green New Deal Lewisburg, or all things that you can easily look up on Facebook and other social media and other websites and get more information. Sandy Field, thank you so much for coming in. Very much appreciated.
Thank you very much for
having me. Chair of the Climate Reality Project locally, and Sarah Wokley here, recent Bucknell grad, now a Lewisburg resident, and very active on this endeavor as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for listening.